Thank you, Jesus.
Don't go.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
My confession is I'm rich. My confession is I'm healed. My confession is I'm blessed. My confession is I have wisdom. My confession is I'll do the will of God. I'll finish my course. Now, I can't do any of that without God. I've made God my only source. My one and only source. Your confession of faith is calling things that be not as though they were. And Jesus is the high priest over your confession of faith. He's not the high priest over everything you say. He's the high priest over the words of faith that you speak. So you got to confess the word regular. You need to have some confessions. If you don't have a confession, then how are you going to hold fast to it? How are you going to hold fast to something you don't have? You're supposed to have a confession of faith. And it should be so ingrained in you, down in your spirit, that if I ask you, what's your confession of faith today, you don't. Hold on a minute. See, you don't know what you're believing for. What's your confession of faith? That means that it ain't happened yet. What are you believing for? That's what a confession of faith is. It is words that you decree and declare based on what you know is the revealed will of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Number five, you maintain a heart of praise and thanksgiving regarding what you're believing for. In other words, I'll make a confession of faith, but then I start thanking God for it too. I start praising God for it. When I see what the will of God is, I move out in it and I begin to say it and I begin to thank God for it and praise God for it. Now let's look at one more scripture here. Look at James chapter 1. Now, I want you to meditate in James chapter 1. All week long. I know you got your daily Bible reading scriptures, but I'm going to tell you, you include James chapter 1, those first 8 verses. Include that in your daily Bible reading and meditate on it and let God talk to you from these scriptures. Verse 2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." We as a church need to meditate in James chapter 1. All right? I think these few verses here are packed with power and wisdom. In these verses, you find joy, temptation, testing, trials, faith, patience, prayer, wisdom, doubt, and receiving. And you know what? In verse number 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, he said, you're going through a test. Count it all joy. You say, Lord, I've got such a test on me right now. I don't know how to count it joy. You need the wisdom of God. You need wisdom. Why, of all the things that the Holy Ghost could have inspired James to write, why did he say, if you need wisdom? Because wisdom is the principal thing. It is not a principal thing. It is the principal thing. When you get the wisdom of God, then you have the mind of God. You have everything. In fact, the Lord gave me an illustration. If I put out a stack of money over here, let's just say $100,000, and I gave you a choice between the wisdom of God and $100,000, which one would you take? Now, I know that somebody will say, well, I'm going to get that $100,000, I'm gone. Is wisdom more valuable than $100,000? The wisdom of God I'm talking about. I ain't talking about human wisdom. I'm not talking about demonic wisdom. Because there's three kinds of wisdom. There's godly wisdom, human wisdom, and demonic wisdom. Godly wisdom is worth more than silver and gold. The Bible says it's more precious than rubies, more valuable than rubies. The Bible says about the wisdom of God that there's nothing that you can desire greater than wisdom. There's nothing greater than wisdom that you can desire. The greatest thing you can desire from God is wisdom. Because wisdom is the plan of God. It is God's way of doing things. If you took the $100,000 and you forfeited the wisdom of God, the $100,000 would be all you'd ever get. All you'd ever have would be $100,000. Because without the wisdom of God, you would lose that $100,000. You would waste it. I've heard people get big insurance settlements. No wisdom. And it's what? Gone. But if you took the wisdom of God, then God would show you in his wisdom how to create a perpetual stream of income, a supply that never run dry. So he said, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God for it. He is the source. The Bible says that God has laid up sound wisdom for the just. In other words, there's some wisdom that's been laid aside for you, waiting on you to tap into it. Waiting on you to receive it. If he laid it up for you, that means that it's available. There's wisdom available for you in every area of your life. There's wisdom on how to manage your money. There's wisdom on how to manage your children. There's wisdom on how to do your job right. There's wisdom for everything in your life. There's wisdom on how to eat. I mean, you know, some people ain't got no wisdom when it comes to eating. Just put anything in there. I've been noticing the closer I get to the Lord, the more he's been dealing with me about my appetite. Got in the car, getting ready to ride back home. I saw a McDonald's sign over there, and a Popeye's, a Church's, Wendy's, Burger King. I said, let me run in here and get me something for the highway. And I pulled around there, and the Lord said, you're not even hungry. That was just my custom. He said, you're not hungry. I said, no. So I drove out of the drive-in lane. I drove out of it.